Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. It may be out at Railroad Days this weekend, but even whether it is or it isn't, there is a new thing that Carl Sandburg College has to basically put the college on display almost anywhere. It's a new mobile learning trailer, and one of the people that's helping make that possible is Dave Kellogg, the coordinator of criminal justice at Sandburg. Dave, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for having me.
So how'd you get involved in this little initiative, first of all?
Well, and that's a good question. This has been a brainchild of a lot of people in the college. We certainly met and did some planning and came up with what we're referring to as the Maker Trailer, this mobile trailer that allows us to kind of promote programs and go out into the community and show off our college.
And that's really kind of where it started, was sort of a different type of a way to show off the different programs that Sandburg has, right?
Well, you know, and Will, I don't know the last time you've been out to Sandburg, but we have a great campus.
Yeah.
We have great things going on, wonderful programs. But sometimes it's hard to get people to come out to campus. Now, we had a great 50th anniversary celebration in the fall. We had when hundreds of people came out and looked at Carl Sandburg College. But this was really kind of an idea of, you know, how do we get out in the community and show off all the great things that we're doing? So it allows us to kind of not only through our K-12 partners to get out to the high schools and the junior highs and promote, but also community events and just have that presence in the district.
And not that you don't do a lot of that already, but this is just another way to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, because now we could take equipment with us. We can do hands-on practical things. So it allows that experience for them to kind of get an idea of some of the things we're doing on the practitioner side of the house, in our programs, allied health, career tech. I mean, it allows us to highlight a program as well as the college as a whole.
How is it set up? Is it something that you can easily turn into whatever you need the space to do?
Yeah, I'll tell you, our maintenance guys did a great job of making it accessible for all sorts of different venues. It has flipping tables down so that you can flip them down, you can flip them up, you can use the floor space. It has a whiteboard, it has electronics, it's with a great generator. Also has a television where we're allowed to kind of play some videos and create some videos that really highlight some of the things that are going on campus.
So you're involved in criminal justice. How do you see yourself using this in your program?
Well, you know what was great is I was given an opportunity to kind of highlight it on campus to a bunch of people, and we had some really good support from the community too. It would benefit me to talk about Sherman Williams donating some paint and Galesburg Electric coming in and helping us with some lighting and Lowe's with some discounted things. But we have every year what we call Tech Connect, and at Tech Connect we revealed this trailer, and I was able to set up my criminal justice. The last couple of years we've started in the area of kind of crime scene technology or forensics. Yeah. So I have some equipment down in a lab, and I was able to bring that equipment onto the trailer and bring people through and show them some of the processes that we do in that class. So it worked out really well.
How does that sort of change the way you teach your program, and how do you see it maybe changing the way others may teach some of their programs, having this available, or will it?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's going to change the way we teach. What it's going to allow us to do is really highlight some of the unique things that we're doing. It certainly is a great marketing device. It is a great recruiting device. It allows us to really allow people to kind of see what's going on campus and in campus and some of the practitioners. So
you mentioned it already, but I want to give you a chance to highlight it maybe
sure.
a little more as some of the ways you're able to, especially in a financial situation that all schools are really kind of dealing with pretty seriously, how you were able to keep this, I guess, maybe cost effective by, you said there were things donated and you were able to get things maybe cheaper than you otherwise normally would to set this up.
Well, I think there's always going to be a cost related in these types of things. It's kind of the opposite. How do we get people to come to campus? Now, we get great tours. We have high school students that come out, high school groups, community groups. And I think a lot of the community use our campus to host different events. But this is a way for us to bring it to them. And when you're starting to see shrinking budgets, and especially in the high school areas in our district, Now we can bring programs to their parking lot and bring their students out so they don't have to bus them over. It allows us to do things like what's going on this weekend with Railroad Days and have that presence in the community. So cost effective, I mean, I think it's really good marketing dollars and recruiting dollars being spent.
And you had a lot of materials and help donated, Sherwin-Williams and Lowe's and things like that?
Yeah, it was really nice to see that kind of community partners come in and help us with this mission. And Sherwin-Williams and Lowe's gave us some discounted things. And I know Galesburg Electric came in and did a lot of the lighting for us. When you see this thing, you're going to see the graphics that are being done. I mean, it's really set up in a way that I think highlights a lot of programs. It truly is a mobile billboard for us.
And you said you hope to have it out at Railroad Days this weekend?
Boy, we're going to park it right down there on Main Street.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're looking, and this is, like I said, I've been referring to it as the maiden voyage. We're going to set it up, I think, Saturday, and then on Sunday we've got a bunch of people coming out to kind of just recruit programs and talk about Sandburg as a whole and allow people to see the trailer. And just it gives us an opportunity to talk to them on this, you know, this great community event.
So you're in charge of the criminal justice programs at Sandburg. That might not have been the first place I would have thought of in years past to go to study criminal justice and some of these programs. But that really shows kind of the way the college has been able to address needs over the years.
Yeah, and again, I mean, we address a lot of those needs. We have a very diverse set of programs. If you haven't been out to Sandburg to see how much it has changed and adapted to the labor trends, certainly a beautiful campus, great programs, great faculty and staff. So it really does give us an opportunity to kind of look at different areas, and the college has so many programs.
You said you recently kind of unveiled it here on campus before you took it out on the maiden voyage. When people got a look at it the first time, how did they react? Were you able to see that?
Oh, very positive. Yeah, we bring that ramp down. You could walk up the back there. It's when you think of a trailer, I think sometimes we think the claustrophobic parts of that somehow it's going to be boxy. Or
hey, we have a mobile studio of our own here, and I completely understand what you're saying.
Well, this absolutely has none of that effect. And with the trailer down, or the tail end down, people can walk up, and there's an exit in the front, and then we can display things, and it is just a great way for us to really get it out there.
Absolutely. Dave Kellogg, coordinator of the criminal justice program at Carl Sandburg College, and one of the folks that made this new mobile learning trailer a reality. Thanks so much for coming in. Best wishes, and as we kind of said off the air, hopefully nobody puts any scratches in it anytime soon.
Hey, Will, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. And stay tuned. We'll have sports coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.